Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Chris Harrison says it every single time the finale airs, but I truly think this may have been the most dramatic finale ever on this franchise, The Bachelorette. We'll be talking all about it here today on AfterBuzz TV, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back for the finale of The Bachelorette. And guys, it was a hell of an episode.
Woo!
And I'm glad to be back. First of all, I want to say the three of you guys held it down so well last night. I watched this morning as a fan, and it was just very fun for me to drive here listening to you guys kill your coverage. Mike, you were so cool with your cold open. He did like a wink. Did you guys watch it back? You're like,
yeah, I remember that.
I was like, that was so cool. If I were to ever try to like pull a wink off, it would just never work. But I thought it was.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It was a great show, guys.
Killing it.
And sorry I missed last night, guys. But I'm so glad to be back. It's of course the finale. My name is Jeff Graham. I'm not alone. Let's start with Renee. Say hello to the fans, Renee.
Hello, you guys. I was truly a kid in Candyland tonight. You should have seen me watching this episode.
It was the best. We'll go over our live reactions just so you all can get sort of a taste of what it was like. Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? Mike Thieling, glad to be back. Usually two-night finales annoy me. But I got to say, yesterday and today was great. Definitely satisfied.
Very satisfied. Christine Bean.
Hey, guys. What's up? I am beside myself. I think I was just as excited as Renee was tonight. Wow, The Bachelorette delivered. So excited to talk about it.
Couldn't agree more, and we will be going over the whole entire episode, guys, but we also have some Tweeting for the Right Reasons tweets. We're going to talk about that Bachelor in Paradise tease, and we have a top four moments from the season that's coming up later in the broadcast, so plenty to cover tonight. Got to start with our overall thoughts. Mike Thieling,
hey.
Because we have two women on the panel, let's start with you.
Wow.
Good job. Good job.
Overall thoughts were good. I thought this episode delivered. We kind of, I think, the whole time I've been saying exactly what ended up happening, and I was just satisfied with the way it went and kind of the conversations that happened.
Mm. Renee?
Yeah, honestly, love this episode. I feel like we learned so much. We learned, I was telling you earlier, why Jed has a song, Mr. Right. It's because he will not call himself your boyfriend or anyone he is somewhat or anyway committed to. So I'm really happy we cracked that code, and the episode was amazing.
I mean, agreed all around. It was so unbelievably good. It's still satisfying to me as a viewer when it does actually go the way that you think it is. I don't know. Some people might find that predictable, but I was hanging on every word like, oh my God, this is really happening. Oh, it's happening. Oh my God.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like we got everything. We got like drama. We got heartbreak. We got moments of empowerment from Hannah. Mm. I think one of my favorite things about this season is just watching like the development of a person. Like I feel like as a lead, it's been so interesting to just see Hannah really learn who she is throughout this season. We can have the discussion, but this is, in terms of self-growth and self-reflections, one of the most dynamic leads we've ever seen throughout this whole franchise. Even though it's been challenging at times, we've seen so much growth with her, and it's really kind of inspiring as a viewer, I think. I think we need to start, in terms of covering the episode, by talking about Tyler's proposal before we get into, obviously, all the Jed tea. This is pretty brutal, because Tyler was just a sweetheart, wasn't he?
Yes. I was falling in love. Yeah. I felt like I was being proposed to. That was such a good proposal.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, everything he said. Tyler, this entire episode, handled himself so well. But I was like, at one point, is she going to say, I mean, you can't say no to this, right? You're going to just jet home after, right? And then she did.
So do you like him better now? Because your thing with Tyler was kind of like, he's the best of the worst.
Yes. Kinda. You guys, for so long, I was like, well, the bar's down here for me. So, of course, Tyler's right above it. Truly, over the last few episodes, I'd say, he's really grown on me. And then tonight, I'll say it, yes. If he proposed to me, I'd say yes.
He's come a long way from the first couple episodes where he was real posy, bro-y, mm-hmm. kind of, and it's really different now.
I have to agree, as much as we've seen Hannah grow, we've seen Tyler grow as well. I know, Jeff, you're giving me the eye because I know you still have some gripes with him, but I will say the guy is a straight-up 10. I don't know that anybody is as loved as Tyler is in Bachelor Nation right now. Like, honestly, the guy's killing it.
You know what? The eye from... toward you is because I feel like I'm finally going to own up and say I'm on the Tyler train.
Oh my god!
I'm on the Tyler train.
What? Look at that.
In case you guys wanted some thoughts on how the chat feels about Tyler. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Greta P, Tyler looked so hot.
Yes.
Tyler's an angel who deserves the entire world. Tyler was so handsome in that suit. The moment Tyler looked down, I knew he was just being nice and said yes. Oh, wait, I'm going to come back to that comment. Tyler's so hot. Everything he says sounds better. I think, who is not here for Tyler anymore?
Seriously. You guys, I mean, I literally stopped and went, you guys, wait, when Tyler had his shirt off in the beginning. And Jeff's like, what's wrong? And like paused it. I was like, oh, I was just pointing out the, have you seen his body?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. He looked great just all around. And but still, we are talking about their breakup, this kind of sad moment. Yeah. And I mean, shout out to Hannah, though, for kind of clipping it before he went too far in his speech, because at that point I was like, man, this is going to hurt for old guy. It was cringe.
He looked great. I don't think you can be in that situation and look any better than he did.
He handled it so well.
He came out looking fantastic. He handled it really well. I thought he had the right mix of emotion and all that kind of stuff. So I think Tyler is going to be just fine.
No problem getting a date.
No problem.
He's going to be right back to grilling and chilling before he even knows it.
Stressing and pressing and grilling and chilling. We will talk all about where we left with Tyler later, because I want to cover everything chronologically. Yeah. But if you are breaking up with someone as they propose to you, and the person you're breaking up with says, I'm still your biggest fan and I'm rooting for you.
Crying. Oh.
Can you have a better answer than how he handled it?
I would have been like, I'm just kidding, let's get married. Are you kidding me?
She had to be having 8, 9, 10th thoughts in that moment, right?
Yeah, like,
she had to have been.
Yeah. How do we feel he handled the limo? Because we all know that the post-limo interviews as they exit...
Oh, you mean the van?
The van.
I'm like, what limo?
Yeah, sorry.
Is there a limo?
The ground transportation. How do we think he did?
Great. Oh my god, because Tyler is one that holds in his emotions, and to be honest, if I were to picture Tyler trying to hold back tears, it was that. That was not disingenuous. Yeah. It was very much what I would think it would look if Tyler truly had his heart broken. And my heart was breaking watching it. I just wanted to skip to Jed getting ripped on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, which we should go ahead and get into it, guys.
Ooh.
So, for any of us who still thought we had had some room in our hearts for Jed, woof. This was a rough night for Jed Wyatt. Let's talk about his proposal. I want you guys to know that if you were watching us watch the show tonight in studio, Jed stepped out of the van... He's holding a guitar. And
best thing ever.
Renee.
I know you can't go any further. Yeah. Best thing ever. I cheered out loud when he came out with the guitar. I was like, yup! Especially because you know where the whole thing is going. I was like, he is going to sing, and it's going to make it that much better.
Renee and Christine truly fell out of their chairs.
That was amazing.
I just want you guys to know it was the best thing I've ever seen.
I actually wanted to just walk out of the studio because I was so...
It was like Christmas came early.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, what did we do this season to deserve this?
I know he's trash, but I thank him so much for giving me that moment.
So
that
good.
Was just laughter.
What
pure
if he
laughter.
Ended up singing the dog food jingle?
Vacation. The best thing was, we're so used to the cut being like a leg that comes out, or like, you know, head first. The first thing we saw
guitar,
was the guitar.
Baby. And it
was,
you know it's in.
Boom! Yep. The guitar comes out.
Listen, Jed was like, you didn't let me bring it out to woo Hannah's parents. I'm bringing this now. Like, that's it.
You can't stop.
Part of the cringe, though, is that if none of the Haley stuff happened, it would be like the sweetest thing. It would have been romantic. You guys would have been
it's
in
hard.
It.
It's hard.
The thing is, you can't sing.
I
don't know.
See it.
She likes it, though. She likes the singing. For whatever his lack thereof, she's into it.
I had, like, an ex that could not sing at all. He could just play guitar. And one time he sent me him singing, like, my favorite Matchbox 20 song. He sounded horrible, but I was like, this is the sweetest thing. So, of course, Hannah's into it. But us watching after listening to this stupid vacation song, we're like, God, not again.
It's so hard to unsee everything. And in terms of what we saw tonight...
People have been hating on the dog food jingle really hard.
Oh, man. Jed... You blew it so hard, buddy. You blew it. And we're going to get to that conversation they had in the house later, which was just twisting the knife that had already been stabbed. But how do we feel like Jed's proposal was? We should still talk about it, right?
As isolating it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was really solid.
It was good.
If you're just going to isolate it, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Maybe we can get into it a little bit now. I think Jed is sincere. I think this guy liked Haley a lot, maybe loved her. He said he loved her, right? I think he was really into it, saw this as a crazy opportunity to get famous, to advance his career, 100% with the note to Haley, took the opportunity, she know the whole deal. And then, if I'm just going to be open to it, I think he really did fall for Hannah. And I think he messed himself up six ways to Sunday and didn't know how to get out of it. And this is what we got. So I think the proposal was very genuine, and 100% right on.
I agree with you that he fell for Hannah, but because of how inconsistent he is, I don't think he even... I think he thought that he was really committed to her, but I don't think Jed really was. I mean, look at after the fact with, like, the girls in his room in Nashville, like, that whole thing.
That's true. That's
and how he's
sketchy,
being after. I think it was the fantasy world that he lived in, where he was on reality TV show. He won, and that was exciting, and he has feelings for her, but I don't think he really fully knew what he was getting himself into, saying yes. I mean, given it was short-lived because he lied, but I think that would have ended whether or not this came out or this was true, because I don't think he's I don't think he's ready for this kind of commitment.
Their proposal would have ended no matter what.
Maybe they would have gotten married, but I don't think their relationship would have lasted because he's not an honest person. Even when he went back, as soon as he went back to his real world, he started being a little shady again. Hannah even called him out for that behavior. So because it didn't just like he became a good guy, like clearly some things were a little bit shady after, I think he thinks he meant it, but he's like a classic F-boy.
I agree. I think his feelings for Hannah were real in the context of the show, but I think he's also just a very naive guy to think that he could get away with everything that he was doing. I'm sorry, I just can't believe that as a guy you can stand by and say how much your love and affection for Hannah is real, but that what you had before was not a real relationship. It was so passive. It's like, which one is it? Do you know what real love is? Because if you're calling it that, then what were you doing? It just... His actions after the fact just made him look so much worse. And to your point, saying, you know, the fact that he said, I won afterwards, he acted like an athlete who was celebrating a championship because he had girls in the room. Like, it just sounded like something that happens after the NBA Finals instead of like, oh, wow, I just met the love of my life. Really, dude? Really?
I couldn't agree more, Christine. I think the way Jed views relationships is, how can this gratify me? How can I get validation? I think he loves the process of falling in love because he likes watching someone fall for him. Because if we look at the way he handled Hannah's relationship, once he recognized that he was on the same playing field with Luke, rather than try to consider Hannah's feelings there. It was all about himself. Mm. And I think we see the opposite with Tyler, right? Where his concern through Hannah throughout this whole process was her happiness and her well-being. Jed would say things like that to Hannah, where I care about you. I don't want to see your heart get broken through all this. But I really feel like it was, at the end of the day, his own well-being that he was concerned about. And I think he likes the process of falling in love because he likes the attention. He likes being validated.
The validation.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, think about anyone in the entertainment industry. We all do love and crave validation being on a public platform. And
but we don't read the comments, guys, or anything like that.
No. Our feelings aren't hurt when you say mean things. That would be crazy. But no, like, if you think about, you know, as a musician, like, he wants his stuff out there. He wants to be loved. And then he's on the show and he wins and it's on TV. He honestly, in that moment when he was so happy, he was probably also so happy because he's like, this is going to be great for my music career. We're going to be famous. There's probably a lot running through his mind. I don't think it was just love. My favorite, though, was, like, he looked so, like, shocked that she picked him. He's like, wait, it's me? And not in the way of, like, it was me. He's like, oh, my God, she didn't pick Tyler. Oh, so we're really engaged. Oh, I did. Oh, so I have to. This is happening. And then he went with it, which is what he did with Haley's relationship when he just kept going with it.
I really appreciate the irony in that the whole reason, like we said, for him coming on The Bachelorette was to further his music career. This might have been the single worst thing he could have done for his music career. Ever.
100%.
Right?
Yeah, it's hard for him to come out with a net positive. I think it's at the really very tough. End, he did as much damage control as he could. We'll talk about that, but we might as well transition and talk about the conversation that they had in this house. This was truly and utterly awful. He did such a bad job. He waited to apologize. A sorry didn't come until way down his conversation. And he was acting like he was being attacked. And his defense was terrible. I don't even know where to start.
Well, as Hope Lockwood in the chat said, it literally...
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Just got worse and worse. Just when you think it can't get worse, another thing. It just pile, digging.
Exactly. I love he was like, yeah. Like, we went on a couple of vacations together. But like, we weren't dating, though. Like, I said I love you once, and then a few times after that. And yeah, she stopped by to meet my family. Sure, we moved in together, and I did, like, give her a ring and propose to her. But it's, come on. We weren't dating.
Multiple vacations.
Come on, Hannah. I was sleeping with other women. We weren't dating.
My favorite part is just Hannah's reactions of just like, but you didn't think that was dating? Like, I was like, yes, sis, that's exactly what I wanted to say.
She was all of us in those moments.
Oh my God, I just loved her so much in that moment.
I do want to toss out, I mean, I guess we're going to get into it, but I want to toss out, it's interesting that we have to look at this in a bubble because Jed was dating, had a girlfriend at home right until he came onto the show, right? But Hannah did sleep with Peter like 4 times a couple days before she got engaged to Jed. That is this interesting, like, taking reality and fantasy, reality TV world apart from each other. I just think it's really interesting. Like, ostensibly, that might be even worse. Theoretically, sleeping with somebody else.
No.
Before you're going to get engaged. I mean, at least Jed could have said, if you believe him or not, totally. But if we could give him the benefit of the doubt that he said, you know what? Mentally, I was done with Haley. I didn't go about it. I didn't actually break up with her, but I really didn't want anything more. Well, she was actively hooking up with and having sex with other guys right before she agreed to become engaged with him. I know it's in the context of a game show. I just think it's kind of surreal.
No, but at the same time, the problem is... not that he was seeing someone before, it's the betrayal and how dishonest he was.
The transparency wasn't there.
Like, he fully lied to everyone in the situation.
Sure.
Actually, I mean, think about, okay, for instance, how do you treat your wife?
Really well.
really well. And if it were a situation where you were given an opportunity to treat her poorly, you probably wouldn't. Exactly. When it's someone that you really care about, it says a lot about the way you treat them. Because if you're going to treat someone you really care about like crap, how are you going to treat someone that's like a new relationship? If he was willing to act like Haley never existed and never even talked to her once he came back, how would he treat Hannah? They dated for even less time. They went on even less vacation. She didn't even really get to know his family. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you, Mike. It's just an interesting change
of reality. People are tearing me up in the comments. That's okay. I understand that it's different because it's within the context of the game and we should expect it. Everybody knows she was hooking up with other guys. I just think it's interesting that because we know it, like, that's okay. And then she does, like, the extreme. And know everybody, it's not a standard because it's a girl. It would be the same thing as if it was a guy.
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I think the point I could maybe defend Mike on here is, like, I get maybe doing it once because you want to test out the car, or twice because passion hits, but four times, what is the, like, what is her motivation? What's she trying to, I don't know. But I guess they're each their own relationship.
I don't know. Yes. I don't think we were pressing her this hard when we knew she only did it twice. So to say four times, I don't think we should even be dissecting that.
Who cares? It's the same thing. Yeah, I mean,
I think it's the same thing.
Right. Yeah,
I guess she was physically intimate with one of the people that she thought she might spend the rest of her life with.
Right. Yeah.
On a show where she's meant to find a husband.
I kind of get, though, we're on time for, you'd be like, this might be a tough conversation with my husband. You know?
Yeah.
I don't even think that was meant to come out, though. I think it was, like, thrown out with the thing, and then they just made it a bigger deal after the fact.
Right.
Which I think was also on Hannah's part for just, you know, twisting the knife and being like, oh yeah, it was four times after the fact, like, girl power moment. But
I'm getting why she did that. If Jen did that to me too, I'd be like, yep, it was four. Did you hear that? Great time.
Which is funny.
Peter, what's up? Yeah. Tyler, you in the audience? Call me later.
Well, yeah. Actually, and Hope makes a really good point. A lot of you guys in the chat right now, I see all you guys, you're making really, really good points. Hope says it wasn't the action that upset Hannah the most, it was the lying.
Right. Exactly.
I'm sure, and I know later we're going to talk about how he could have done it better.
Because she said she found out about the fact that there was someone in the picture, like, the day after. And she stayed with him for that 2-month span, and things just slowly started coming out more and more and more. I think Hannah would have been down to work it out with him had he been honest. I think that's what the problem was.
Honesty is always the best policy.
Dude, the fact that she brought up night one and what happened with Scott, I was like, dang, Hannah, she really just...
She killed it.
She's really, really strong.
Did you watch episode one of my season? Exhibit A, Scott.
I know, right.
You know?
Well, let's talk about everything that was said. I kind of want to just try to dissect this conversation. So, Jed...
Oh my God.
Yeah. The fun knock.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's going on, Jed? This isn't a play date.
Like, I know. Well, what did he... Missed God. You.
Is he?
Hannah
honestly.
Rock. Yo, that was
savage.
Great. That was savage.
Loved it. They sit down and Jed doesn't say he's sorry. Hannah asks first, you need to explain this to me. And he's like, well, there were two very different things that were seen. But what was so crazy to me was Jed kept saying things that made his case worse and worse. He's like, well, we've only been dating since October, which is 4 months. And he's like, and as if to make him look better, he's like, well, plus, like, I was seeing her, like, more than the other girls, but, like, I was sleeping with a ton of girls. As if that's healthy. He's like, listen, like, I was sleeping around.
Yeah.
Like, just with her the most.
Yeah.
Well, he would, okay. He said that, I know what he's thinking. In his mind, he's saying, I'm trying to prove that it wasn't exclusive and that it wasn't a girlfriend thing.
Yeah, I saw that too, but it was just not
good.
Not good.
You phrase it better, buddy.
Yeah. You know what was also the best? When he was like, yeah, like, I took her on vacation. It was free. I didn't take her on vacation.
Oh, yeah, I won the cabin, so it's not a big deal.
But her parents took me on vacation. I didn't pay for anything. We weren't in a relationship.
The number of free things.
My parents said to stop on by. It wasn't my idea to introduce her to my folks.
I'm like, how do you make yourself more unlikable? He's like, well, I was given 5 free vacations. It's like, you don't pay rent. The only thing that you've gotten is a dog food jingle, and you're given 2 free vacations. I want a free vacation.
He just keeps digging.
Vacation.
That's why he loves vacations.
That inspired the song?
Come on.
They're so free. Yeah.
I don't know, man. It just got worse and worse and worse and worse. And then her parents bought them a trip after dating for like a month?
And for
that's
him to be like,
nuts.
My parents like said to like stop by because it was close. So like we did whatever.
Yeah.
She met my parents, and they make such a big deal out of hometowns on the show, right? And there's nothing to them.
Yeah, just brutal. Brutal, brutal, brutal. And real quick, I do want to say, before we move on, we're going to talk more about this conversation, but we do just want to quickly say thank you guys for tuning in. We have almost 1,000 live viewers right now, which is pretty exciting.
Gosh. Thank you so much, guys.
We're very passionate about this show, just like you are. And if you guys want to spread the word about AfterBuzz, giving us a thumbs up right now would be really, really helpful. So if you guys want to just hit that thumbs up button, that would be awesome. We love the show. We're just as crazy about The Bachelor as you are, so that would really help, and we appreciate it, guys. Do you guys feel like there's a version of this conversation that Jed could have had that might have made this better?
At this point? No.
But I'm just thinking, if Jed had gone in and said, listen, I have never made a bigger mistake. I'm so sorry.
Absolutely not.
I don't even think that's how he really feels. I think he's like sad he got caught, honestly.
They weren't really in a relationship, Christine. Did you not hear him?
Totally. Like, relationship where? Like, no, I don't think there's... I mean, okay, if we're going to just, again, talk about it in a bubble, he did admit to things, but no, actually, I'm not even going to try. I can't. I can't see this going any other way.
He's also one of those guys, and I knew a guy like this, where, like, he won't give the full answer. He'll wait for you to ask all the questions.
Yeah.
So he'll be like, yeah, we hung out once. But was it once or multiple times? It was like a lot. For how long? Like, 3 years. Like, it'll be that. You know what I mean? And you have to really push to get answers, which is the most infuriating thing. Because that way you're not lying, but it's just, like, bad behavior. Don't do that. Oh my god, he didn't even call it lying on when he sat down.
The way
he said it, he was like, sorry that I didn't tell you everything. You lied, dummy. Didn't tell you everything? You mean told the lie?
That pissed me off because he's just refusing to acknowledge it. Like you said, even Jeff, his approach to it, not coming in super sorry and apologetic, it's just like, that's just showing me how you really feel.
Yeah.
I think Hannah's mind was made up before he knocked on the door.
Absolutely.
So I don't think there was anything that he could have done there. I do think earlier in the season, yes.
I just think it's crazy to me. I was like, this is an impossible conversation for Jed to have because he blew it as hard as he did. But somehow he made it so much worse than I thought was possible. Like, I was like, you did the incredible thing of seeming like a worse person than you did 10 minutes ago, by the way you're handling this. Because it was like, dude, I was sleeping around. I told her I loved her, but I didn't mean it. I only introduced her to my parents because they wanted to meet her, not because I'm a good person. Oh, yeah, and I did tell her I love her, but my version of breaking up with her was ghosting. And that's what I thought, like...
No, that's such a
good
point.
Not even ghosting.
He kept saying, like, that he got closure and that was okay. I'm like, in what world is that okay?
It's sociopathic.
He didn't even ghost her, though, right? He wrote her, like, a goodbye note before he went on the show. She knew he was leaving.
Right. But he still wrote the note and still said in the same breath that was closure.
I guess he ghosted her on the way back.
Effing crazy.
Yeah. It's a complete thing of, we know he's kind of scummy, but then when this, it's like, it's so much worse than we even thought.
Yeah.
It's like, it kind of reminds me of the situation with Luke. It's like, he didn't realize how terrible he was until the words were said out loud. And everyone was like, wow, you are a misogynistic a-hole. And then with Jed, it's like, yeah, you know, now that I look at my actions back, I realize, like, I was a bad dude. Like, why didn't you know that going into it? You sitting here, you know, lecturing Luke P about protecting this girl's heart and knowing how to be a real man and do all this stuff. But you don't know.
And
you don't know.
That's kind of the thing that made the season, right? Because every time Jed said anything... within the show, we had the context outside of the show of going like, you're such a hypocrite. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
This is so dumb.
And honestly, I don't know if I believed him tonight for how sorry he was, because obviously they had talked before the cameras were rolling about this via text message. She said she was sending him screenshots. So if they had already had that conversation, he was now saying this for the cameras. It's to fix his own image because he wants to be a musician. So he wants to look good, he wants to redeem himself, and he did so in, like, the worst way possible. I think the only way he could have not even redeemed himself with Hannah, but just, like, kind of maybe a little bit with America, is to be like, I'm scum. I truly was total scum. I lied to you from the beginning. I don't know why I did that. I got scared. I was an idiot. I think I'm selfish. Maybe I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I'm not ready for a relationship. Like, just let it all out. But he was like, No.
Relationship. That's crazy.
I had 10 girlfriends. I'm a good person.
I slept with Nashville, okay?
It's fine. I will say the guy we saw in the taped breakup part of the episode and the guy we saw on the couch, like, I think Jed looks very visibly traumatized by the hate that he's been receiving.
I would
And
be,
he was very just kind of like... Like, you can tell he didn't want to say anything worse than what he just watched himself say back.
Yes.
And, you know, kudos to Hannah, too, for also saying, like, what she said about, like, obviously wishing him the best, being a graceful, amazing person that we know her to be, but also acknowledging that, like, his family has been affected by everything. Mm-hmm. Like, think about how much we hate him right now. Like, this is not going to stop.
Yeah.
Well, people in the chat are having a little side discussion on, do we think women will date Jed after this?
Of course.
A lot of followers.
Of course they're going to still date Jed. There's someone out there who's going to take this opportunity and be like, he needs me to, my shoulder to cry on. Mm. I bet you he's still getting DMs, but it's like 100 DMs saying, you're the worst! And then like one DM being like, but do you want to come over? I'm sure he's getting that.
I wonder if he would spin it in that this was just overblown for TV.
I don't know.
Like, would you tell a new girlfriend? No. Hannah knew the whole time. They're playing this up, blah, blah, blah. Like, does he lie and get deeper?
Do not, Jed, for your sake. That just lit a fire in me. Like, please do not go that route, because then you are real life dumpster fire trash, and I will never, ever forgive you.
To be honest,
if you do that.
Oh, sorry, you go.
Well, we can... I want to make sure I hear your point, too, because I'm jumping ahead a bit, but I actually do think that he felt a little remorseful at the end.
Really?
Mm-hmm. On the couch.
Not for himself. You think for Hannah? Because I think he felt bad for himself, absolutely. And I think he feels somewhat bad for Hannah, but I don't think he's still in love with her, and I think he was trying to say whatever he possibly could so he would look better in the situation.
Yeah, maybe. I don't believe he's still in love with her.
I think that's true.
Right? Actually, you're right.
I think what you said is true. Sorry. I think what you just said is true, but I think that if we still look at it in the context of what I was saying before, if it actually went down that way and he really did fall for her and just got lost and had no idea what to do, I think he was really sad. I mean, if we can at least take that for face value alongside all the crummy stuff that he did, I think he'd be devastated. Like, look what happened. You ruined your music career to a big extent, right? You lost Haley for sure, and now you don't even have... the girl you kind of put it all on the line for, she hates you too.
Exactly.
That's, and you're getting tons of hate. That's, you know, even if it's deserved, that's a really terrible spot.
But that's what I'm saying. He's sad. Just sad. Jed is sad for Jed. Because, again, like, it's the whole, like, fantasy world that we were talking about earlier with, like, yeah, maybe he did fall for her in that fantasy world. Then he went home to Nashville and had girls up in his...
So yeah, the girls in the room actually is undefined.
That's
is
what I'm saying. Like,
I can't defend that one. I can't.
Hard.
I really, I'm trying to give them as much of the benefit of the doubt. But yeah, the girls in the house is bad. Yeah.
I don't think, to be honest, I don't think America will mind if we don't give Jed the benefit of the doubt. Because I don't think at this moment in time, he deserves it.
That's fair. Ari didn't deserve it, and we hung him out to dry, and now Jed's going to be hung out to dry.
I'd like to point out super quick in the show, thank you to each and every person watching us right now, because we are over 1,000 live viewers.
Oh my
God, which is just amazing. So thank you so much, everybody in the chat. You guys rock.
We really do. It's so much of what we do it for you guys. All of what we do it for you guys. That's why we do it. We love it. And you guys are such a fun fandom. It's like such a... It's funny. I was didn't know how I felt about this show. And then once I got into it and found out how amazing the people who watch the show are, that's half the fun of what we do. So thanks for tuning in, guys.
If we get this live stream to 200 thumbs up, Christine will DM Jed. Live.
Oh, live on air.
Yep.
Ryan, we can pull up Christine's Instagram real quick.
200 thumbs up. You'll see it. We'll get a screenshot.
Producer Ryan is pulling up Christine's Instagram right now.
Come on, you guys. Okay. I'm down. We have 1,000 of you watching. Come on. We can
but what does she have to say? What does she have to say?
Are we all deciding what I say to Jed?
Yeah, we are.
We can vote. We can vote on it. You guys can help.
Let's
get to 200.
I'll be your vacation, Jed.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Yes. It is going up past 100 now.
Oh, my God.
Here we go, guys. We can get this DM working.
It's queued up,
it's
guys.
It's queued up, everybody. 125 likes.
Oh, my God. I love you guys
all right, let's
so
get,
much.
We'll keep going. We will get to Christine and her love life with Jed in a minute.
Good thing I'm single, guys.
Yeah.
1,000 likes and all DM Jed.
What else is there to be said? I mean, here's what I will say. Hannah did such a good job. I know we've said it, but it's very, very complicated to watch the person you think is your fiance and that you love act like trash. And she did such a good job of navigating the complicated feelings of picturing this life you love, you're
gonna... Sorry, we're over 170 now. You're it's laughing. So fast. It's happening so fast.
I'm so sorry, guys. I just, I'm speechless.
It's really hard to see the person you fell in love with. Oh, wait, how many likes for Renee to DM Peter?
Renee has to DM Peter.
400.
400
likes. Okay, at 200 likes, Christine will DM
That's
Jen
already
a
happening.
Pickup line. At 400 likes, what should I DM Peter?
Oh, you can be my pilot, Peter.
You can be my pilot, Pete.
I want to be your co-pilot. Pilot.
I want to
meet you in the cockpit.
Oh, yes.
We got to get to 500.
Okay, Christine, you're almost there. Get ready to hit send.
Guys, we got to hit 500. Okay.
But what I love, what I was going to say is that I just loved, it's very difficult when you're deeply in love with someone, right? And you're watching them act like trash in front of you.
Yeah.
And still, Hannah did such a good job of navigating those complicated feelings and calling him out while still seeing how Renee is dying.
We're over 200 now. Right.
We're sending
no one is listening to what you have to say. Sorry, buddy. Here we go.
Okay, where am I writing?
Oh, wait, he's in L.A. trying to get a drink.
Guys, we're still going up to 500 for Renee hitting up Peter. That's important as well.
All right,
okay, so Christine, what are you messaging?
I'll be your vacation, Jed.
Are you still in L.A.? Question mark.
No,
that.
We can't.
Listen.
Are we losing?
Okay, back to...
And then the address for AfterBuzz.
Okay, so... But seriously,
back to it.
How good of a job did Hannah do?
Look, she did absolutely fantastic. Yeah, you know, obviously the show is completely centered around her. We're all here for her and to see her find love. And she, in this reunion, right, or in this finale, she just looked better than anybody at all.
She did. She did such a good job. And again,
great dress, not as good as the green dress. We've all said that. We know that's true. We're really going in on Jed now.
We are. Just an update.
But look, she had to deal with stuff from all different sides, but she had a lot of support from the whole audience, as is expected. And she handled everything with Jed and with Tyler with complete grace and poise. And she just comes out of this looking fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Hannah handled this so well. I loved how... this is such a hard situation, and I think watching her question him the way she did during the videotape, I think she did a really good job. I love that. I mean, that's a hard moment to kind of process everything and then take off that engagement ring. That's a big moment. Mm. I mean, the only time we've seen that happen wasn't by choice. It's when Ari broke up with Becca. So seeing Hannah, like, kind of give up the future that she had envisioned and process everything so quickly, like, in front of cameras, that's tough. And yep. on AFR with him, too, she killed it because, she was hurting so bad. Like, you could see her kind of retract back to her, like, pageant smile because she didn't want to cry. Yeah. And I felt so, so much for her in that moment. But ultimately, I think she handled herself really well.
Yeah, you can tell she really loved him. Like, for real. And it broke my heart for her.
Yeah.
I just have to chime in and say, guys, I did DM Jed. I did. I'm a woman of my word, and also I got called out on live TV. I said, well, no, actually,
that's you, for you'll just have you to
find
and Jen
out.
To know.
Yeah, you'll we'll find see. Out what happens.
You guys have to tune into episode one of Paradise, and we'll see what happens with Jed. Yeah, so she just did such a good job. To watch where Hannah was at the beginning of this process, where she could barely make a toast, to where she is now, where she's able to actively process her feelings, complicated feelings, and articulate them, I couldn't even do that. And we do this for a living. We host. And when I watch Hannah, I feel inspired by what we're seeing. The way they intercut the footage of the audience clapping and applauding. Sometimes I roll my eyes when The Bachelor, you know, like, lays that stuff on hard. But tonight, I was just so in. I just thought it was really empowering stuff.
I said it from, I think, the first episode that I was on with you guys this season. I didn't want her for Bachelorette. I didn't think she was the best candidate from last season of The Bachelor. And almost right from the beginning, for me, 180-degree turnaround, I really liked her. And I just think she's looked great this whole time, except for maybe keeping Luke around for too long. Mm-hmm. And I think she comes off absolutely fantastic after this finale.
To your point, Jeff, I also love the way the episode started. It was a very just poignant reflection on her journey to, like, self-love. And I love that even after all the BS tonight, it still ended on that inspiring note of just, like, she's not giving up on herself. She's bold enough to even go back after, you know, making a mistake and giving it another shot. Like, that's pretty bold. I'm sorry. To ask Tyler on a date, I mean, we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
But I just think Hannah is... I believe her when she says she's grown and she knows who she is now, because she's just acting without fear and really owning her feelings. And I'm like, girl, I just want to be your friend. Like, I'm sorry I hated on you before.
Yeah, let's get on the show.
I will say that I was in support of Hannah the entire time when everyone else hated her. Bachelorette, just saying. But no, I really loved when she said, I know I don't need a husband. I want a husband, but I don't need a husband. I thought that was a really powerful moment, because I'm sure Hannah was her own biggest critic going into this season, wanting to be perfect. And obviously, it went far from perfect, and she's still like, you know what? I don't need him. I learned a lot. I'm happy with who I became. Hey, Tyler, you want to go out? I thought that was everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
How do we feel about her asking Tyler out, by the way?
Yeah, I just want to make sure, anything else with Jed before we move on to Tyler? I think we've hammered him enough.
He's in for a tough road.
Tough road, man.
Do we?
If he showed up in paradise, how would we feel?
Tyler?
No.
Jed?
Glued to the screen. I want to see what happens.
Yeah.
I think Jed is not going to interact with Bachelor Nation for quite a while.
I don't think so either.
I think he's
going to try to shrink down into out of the spotlight.
Mark my words, next season of Bachelor in Paradise, he will go on.
I could see
that. He's going to give it time to settle. Yeah. He's going to wait till a new villain, and then he'll be like, yeah, like, I've grown so much, and I'm Mr. Rock Girl. Like, he's going to bring a stupid guitar.
I see it.
All right, we're going to move on to the amazing Tyler stuff, but the only one last thing I wanted to say that I thought was amazing Hannah did before we move on is she defended Haley. That was such a cool moment.
She's a girl's girl.
She's a girl's girl. And for her, you know, to even talk about an ex-girlfriend, you know, sometimes you see women or men talk about exes with bitterness or resentment, and instead she defended Haley. She's like, how could you do that to her? That was unfair to her, and that was unfair to me. What a cool moment.
It's true.
I think it also just shows how smart Hannah is, because she knows, hey, if you can do that to her, you could do that to me.
Yep.
Like, straight up. Like, she's just calling it out.
Yep.
Yeah, so, Jed, if we see you again, we hope you shape up, buddy. Okay, last segment of the show. Tyler comes out on stage. Have you seen a thirstier group of women than when Tyler...
You mean this group or the audience?
Every single woman in America was screaming. I mean, it was 30 seconds of Tyler being unable to speak because the crowd was so lit when he came out.
Okay, the jawline, the tan, the suit, the hair. Like, where could we even start? Like,
he looked so good tonight.
Yeah.
And he came out like, what up, girl? Like, I got this. Like, oh, God, I just...
Tyler is set up for a very long time.
Yeah, he's
got a lot of opportunities in front of him.
He sits on a high throne in Bachelor Nation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a lot to kick him off. Please don't get kicked off.
I know.
Tyler C, scandal free.
What,
please. As Lauren Zima says.
I know. It makes us so nervous to see, just because you know it's like, if anything is creeping, the world will end. But this conversation between Hannah and Tyler, I mean, it was cute, right? This feels authentic. This feels like the only way a conversation after a broken engagement would go.
Yeah, it was cute, but I think... For me, I think it's a lot of Tyler being a really good stand-up guy, and I think I'm not breaking America's hearts by saying I don't think they're getting together.
No.
I don't think you really would want to get together after somebody dumped you and lied to you. They rejected your proposal, so I'm not in love with you. I lied to you, like, that's it. I think he's just being a nice guy. Yeah, we'll go for a drink and we'll see what happens. But to me was a little phoned in.
She didn't say that she wasn't in love with him. She just was in love with two people.
Yeah, but she's, you know, even when they were having their little conversation on the couch, she was saying that feelings are still there, but it wasn't this overpowerful, you know, she's just, I made such a mistake and you were right there in front of my eyes. Or she wasn't professing. And I get it. She was playing it really cool and I totally respect it. But it also seemed like a kind of fun thing for all the fans. Because I think a lot of people would like to see them end up together. And it's just not what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's fair.
My whole issue with it. Listen, I, as you guys now know, Team Tyler, here for Tyler. I would have loved them together if she had picked him. But the only thing that's really sitting in my stomach that like bugs me about it is... It's not like she picked Jed and realized, no, Tyler's the one for me. That choice was taken from her because Jed was lying about stuff. So she had, I mean, it wasn't who she thought it was. So you don't want to be the consolation prize.
Right.
And I think that's what Tyler is probably dealing with now. Like, yeah, I'm sure they'll go out for a drink. Maybe something will happen. Who knows? But I don't think it'll turn into anything. However, This may have ruined Hannah Tyler's plans of ever becoming The Bachelor, because now we're going to be like, what's her name? Tana. Oh my God, it's like Tana Mongeau. I meant like the couple name, like Tyler.
Tyler.
Doesn't sound good together, but you know what I mean.
Do you think that because it ruins his ability to become The Bachelor because they had that little final thing on the couch?
I think so.
I think it will, because everyone's like, no, but why didn't it work out with them? Like, I think it's going to add, if she hadn't done that, it would have been a lot easier for him to get to The Bachelor seat. But similarly to what, not similarly because this was kind of more of a petty thing, but when Rachel Lindsay kind of made it so Peter couldn't be Bachelor, but being like, this process just isn't for you. Hannah did that in a very sweet way of being like, no one else can have you. Let's go on a date. I still like you. So that's going to be a little bit awkward because they'll have to explain that. What happened with you and Hannah? I thought you and Hannah were getting together.
See, but I think that's a perfect lead into his journey now to be The Bachelor. Like,
right?
Come on, just because if, let's say, 2 months from now we see a promo that it's Tyler, everyone's going to want to know why it didn't work out with Hannah and what's next. I don't want to know.
I think it's an easy explanation, too.
That's true.
Look, my heart was broken. We went out a couple times and it just wasn't there anymore.
And I think that's great to give
Bring
the girls.
On the women.
Yeah, it's going to give those girls closure going into it, knowing that, like, okay, he did explore what might have still been there.
He's
and
really
it's,
open.
And it's done now. So, next chapter.
I also just think it's not fair to put Hannah in this position either. That's why I agree with you, Mike. This was a fun segment, but it felt a little overproduced. It's not fair to put someone who's technically gone through two broken engagements within 6 weeks and try to force another relationship on them. Hannah needs some time, I think.
So you think that she was produced into asking him out?
I disagree.
I think that was genuine.
I think it was genuine.
What's the reason for bringing Tyler out last instead of bringing him out in order when he was eliminated? It's only because to have that resolution, right?
But then to go from that happy, giddy note to then bring her back down with Jed again, I think would have felt weird.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if Hannah was coerced a bit into...
But
the way Hannah was so emotional, even shutting the crowd down when they were applauding for her breakup with Jed, there's still authentic and legitimate and understandable feelings of grief she's going through. This is an extreme example, but after going through a divorce or if a spouse dies, you have to wait a little bit of time before you're dating again. And Hannah might be ready to be dating again, but I think she probably needs some time.
She did say she was grieving the relationship.
But yeah. I also think that before this happened, that they were definitely flirting on Instagram or through text message. So I think that it was, maybe they were like, oh, this would be fun to do for the show. But I think they were already talking before then.
Okay.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
She alluded it when she said, you know, she was like, he's been so respectful to me through this process. And after. They tweet each other quite a bit, if you guys follow them.
They were flirting on Instagram. We talked about this. She said something about the windmill, and then I forget what he said, like, oh, we should meet in the... Something about... I don't know. It's very flirty. We did a story on it and shared news, and I was like,
Tyler, and that's why Tyler said it.
And Hannah, I'm like, are they allowed to flirt? Like, did she pick him? I was so confused. But now it makes sense, because at this point, she was probably just flirting with him, because there's something there.
Well, we will see in the ensuing weeks. We have a couple more segments, so anything else about tonight's finale before we move on? All right, let's go ahead and quickly get into our tweeting for the right reasons. We are looking at... this tweet with...
Oh, this is mine.
Great.
This is this so unfortunate meme that's going around with this girl and her TikTok. Hannah having to listen to that dog food jingle the rest of her life after picking Jed. Oh, this poor girl's going to meme forever.
This is my favorite thing I've ever seen on Twitter. What's happening?
They use that
meme
a lot.
She's doing a TikTok,
actually.
But she's just crying the whole way through it. And everybody is like, why are you doing this?
I love it. All right, what's next, Ryan? We have,
oh, that looks good.
Oh, this was it was just a meme of this cat screaming, and it's like Hannah asking Tyler out, the Bachelor finale, because that's literally how I reacted when it happened.
Same.
Love it.
Yeah, I was so nervous in that moment. I feel like I was also asking him out.
My heart was beating out of my chest. Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, then you guys have drinks.
Okay. Right.
That's it for tweets.
All right. I must have forgotten to send it, but I will shout out Nick Vial real quick because he was savage on Twitter tonight and he called out the best thing about Jed, which was, so basically his defense for why, here it is. So Jed's big defense is basically that he's an F-boy. Such a good point.
It's who I am.
Listen,
I can't change my
spot. It's not just Haley. There were tons of girls.
No big deal.
All right, let's go ahead and quickly do our top four. I will go ahead and start. My favorite moment from this season, the moment when my jaw was on the floor, was when I found out that Peter was the windmill culprit. Because Ooh. They teased the windmill for so long, Ooh. I did not think it was going to be Peter. That was when I was most shocked.
Ooh, okay. I guess just my favorite moment then, I don't know necessarily most shocked, was just when Hannah really gave it to Luke in that final episode where she had Bible verses ready to give back to him, just kind of dressing him down in the most satisfying way. That was hands down my favorite moment of the season.
This is such a cop-out, because I know it's not my favorite, but this is the only thing coming to mind, is when John Paul Jones had the electrodes attached to him and he did the pregnancy thing.
That was great.
Because I honestly want to try that and see what it's like. Yeah, because I think it was on an old Road Rules or something. Anyway, I loved it. He's awesome.
That was a fun episode.
Yeah. That was a really fun episode. I think my favorite moment was genuinely tonight when she asked out Tyler, because we've never seen that before. Mm-hmm. On air like that, that was crazy. This whole season finale really, really brought it. And I just... See, this was such a good season of The Bachelorette, you guys.
Yeah.
It was great. So I want... Everyone has 20 seconds to give their thoughts on the Paradise promo. It's a lot of stuff we've already seen, right? I don't know if we got anything particular.
Everything we already really saw.
Yeah.
Before we do that, though, I do want to ask the chat to let us know what your favorite moment from the season was, since we just gave ours.
Yes. Oh, and also, wait, we do have quick news and gossip.
Great, let's get into it.
You guys, Peter Thank you very much. Peter responded to the allegations his ex-girlfriend made. So, essentially, if you know his ex-girlfriend, I think her name is Kaylee. I forgot her last name. She came forward and accused Peter of going on the breaking up with her to go on the show and going through interviews while they were still together. And then she also brought up that he that other women had come forward and said that he was seeing her or dating them while also when she was exclusive with him. And Peter has spoken out. He actually told People Exclusively that the Bachelor casting process actually happened way later. I guess he was sought out and the interviews happened months after they broke up. That is not why they broke up. And he said it had more to do with they were on the different pages. He wanted to move forward quicker than she did. So to save them both some time, he ended it. But he did not bring up the cheating allegations, so I don't know why. He might have done it, might have not. Let me know what you guys think. But that was pretty crazy.
That was interesting. And then another just kind of cheeky piece of gossip is that, well, not really gossip, but you know Demi Lovato. She's got a thing for Mike, and she showed love to Hannah during part one of the live finale. I just thought it was interesting that they hung out and got really chummy because, you know, she has voiced her support for a mic and that she thinks he's cute, so he may be out of the running for The Bachelor.
Ooh.
That's actually good. Do we want to do predictions on Bachelor?
That's what I think we should do. So we've only got about a minute, guys, but on our way out, we're going to give our prediction for who we think would be an interesting Bachelor and who we think will be Bachelor. So quickest predictions ever. I don't think Tyler... I think he's more likely to be Bachelor now than ever, but I actually am going to come in with a hot take that I don't think he would make an interesting lead. I think he's a bit too much of a kind of Prince Charming. I don't see him having a very dynamic season. I think Mike would be a very interesting lead because of his quirky personality. So I would like to see Mike as the Bachelor.
Do you think Tyler showed all his cards already? Like, there's just
nothing
more?
I don't know. He was obviously very well-liked and charming, but I didn't find him to be particularly interesting. I don't know. I can't see him necessarily leading a season.
Okay. Well, my pick for Bachelor is also Mike. I am standing by that. I still would love to see him as the Bachelor for all the same reasons that you said. Mm-hmm. And because just thinking about what's ahead in Paradise, I feel like we're going to learn so much more about him that's either going to make us fall in love with him even more or feel just as polarized, and then that'll make it even more interesting to watch if he does get the chance to be the Bachelor. I mean, not everyone was sold on Colton, whether you loved him or hate him, and all the messy drama that happened in between. So I say give the guy a shot. Although I will preface this to say that I think Bachelor Nation really wants Peter, especially after Colton's endorsement, which we spoke about on last night's episode.
So. Yeah,
that's tough. So for me, if we're also taking in outside news and stuff like you guys were talking about before, it seems like right now Mike is on a downward trajectory to become Bachelor, and Tyler is on an upward. So if we go from where he started like really bro-y, whatever, to he's really opening up and getting better, I think based on everything going on, that Tyler's got the best shot.
Mm. I think it's going to be Peter from this season, but my hot take, and who I would like it to be, is Peter from Rachel Lindsay season.
Oh, wow. My God.
Do you think he would do it?
I would hope he would. I don't know. But that would be, I would be so happy.
That would be a huge jolt of adrenaline.
People would lose their minds because, yes, it's been a while, but people have not forgotten about other Peter.
They have not. No.
So either Peter
or Chris Harrison kind of shaded him, though. Like, I think it was before The Bachelorette started or before I think Colton was picked. And he was like, yeah, he said something along the lines of, like, Bachelor Nation can't let go of that Peter. But, like, that they've kind of moved on from that conversation with him. So, because it didn't go down as nicely as, you know, when he didn't get selected. So
the heart wants what it wants.
Renee. Well, the only way that we will find out any of this, guys, is if you keep tuning in to both the franchise and our after show, guys. We thank you so much for tuning in today. We'll be here next week because Paradise is starting. Am I ready for it too? Doesn't really matter because it's back next week. So will we. It's looking like right now we're going to be Tuesdays at 8. So this exact time slot. Tune in, please, live. It's great to have, you know, 1,100 people watching. Live with us. You can always tune in on our YouTube channel. That's our AfterBuzz TV reality channel. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you guys in 1 week. My name is Jeff Graham, and you can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham.
All right, guys, and I'll see you guys next week when we get back to cover the Bachelor in Paradise premiere. You can find me on Twitter at Christine Bean and on Instagram at Christine I. Alexis. And speaking of Instagram, I did DM Jed, and for all of you who stuck around to find out what I said, or what Renee said as well.
What I added.
Are you still in LA? ? Let's get a drink. Winky face.
Wow.
Yep.
So we'll find out next week. My name is Mike Dealing. I will also be back for Bachelor in Paradise. I am pumped to see who Demi is hooking up with. You can find me everywhere at Mike Feeling.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. I am Renee Ariel. And catch me giving news on Shared News.
See you next week, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.